Welcome to Shooks and Gif, Season 7, Episode 1. I'm back. In this episode, I talk to Kim, and we talk about AI tools for creation and fluency and some cool iOS and Mac features, and I explain how I recovered this episode after an epic system audio app crash that some of you may have experienced when I released a podcast with 28 minutes of dead air. So, let's give it a go. Welcome to Shooks and Gif, the podcast where I share edtech treasures I love. Each episode, I share a tool, website, tip, trick, or more that you might find helpful for you or your learners. I'm your host, Jen Giffen. Let's give it a go.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Jen.
What computer is the best singer?
Computer is singer. I don't know. What computer is the best singer?
Adele.
Hi. So we pressed record instantly because we haven't done this in a long time and we don't actually know what's going to happen. So we figured just record. Yeah, and we've been recording for about, I would say, 5 minutes, and about 4.5 of them are probably outtakes.
At least. I keep cutting in and out. So if we talk over each other, I'm sorry. There's good old Canadian sorry, but we're back-ish. Kim and I ran into each other and we were chatting and she's like, have you seen this? And we were texting back and forth. And I said, this is like a little pop-up episode. And she's like, I think we could do one. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have not recorded. And I went back and I have not recorded February 12th, 2023. It's been almost a year.
That's Boston's birthday.
Happy birthday, Boston. That's Kim's dog, for those of you who don't know Boston. So I was like, I had burnt out. I fell off the face of the earth. People were, are you podcasting anymore? I'm like, are people still listening to podcasts? I wasn't sure, because I don't listen to them like I used to.
What?
So I took a break. Yeah. I felt really burnt out. I sort of went. I had someone recently say to me, they're like, I don't really see you on Twitter anymore. I'm like, I know, I'm a whole new lady. I'm not. I did a little reset. So hopefully this will be one of many things that I'm starting to do. New year, new me kind of thing. But anyway, Dukes, welcome. Tell them you've been, what you've been doing, and how amazing.
Okay, so I kind of went into hiding, 3 years ago? I didn't really go into hiding. Yeah. It was about I would say pre-pandemic, because we were still recording before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just take a break. I just had some things going on in my personal life and I needed to focus there, and I shifted focus. I kind of slowed down on the whole conference circuit and the keynoting. And, you know, I was really incredibly grateful for the years that I was able to do all of that work. It was so personally rewarding working with teachers all around the world, schools all around the world. I loved it. So I'm grateful for the time that I had, but I just kind of felt like I was ready to do other things, and other things I definitely did, because I am no longer a consultant. I'm now a vice principal.
Yes, you are. She went admin. Admin.
I did. I went admin. And full transparency, wasn't sure I was going to like the job. I love the job.
Yes, you talk about it all the time. Every time I see you say that, you're like, I love this job. If I love this job, I'm like, yeah. And she looks so happy.
Because for my whole life, I never thought I wanted to be admin. And I decided I wanted it, and I love it.
I'm so glad.
Happy for you. Yeah. So I'm back. I'm back for the moment.
Just for an episode. Kim's been funny. Yeah, it's too much. It's so much. Like, I can't even podcast, and I'm still apparently doing it.
Yeah. So here's what's been happening. Basically, the last few months, I've learned a couple things that for me were brand new. And you know, it's basically those moments that we used to have when we were doing this regularly, where we were like, oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. Oh, and it's those exciting moments where those aha moments. I gave it a go. When those things were happening, who else is going to appreciate my excitement other than you? So I was texting her, honestly, over the last year, every time I found something kind of cool. And I wonder if maybe you didn't even share the very first one that I sent you about email. Did you end up sharing that one?
I don't remember
the one I'm talking about.
I think so. But okay, I'll tell you what. The last I had produced and put out was with our friend Jen Cassatod, the other Canadian Jen, because there's only two of us. And I put that out, and I actually came in for this one to build it, to be like, how do I do this again on our website? And it, Anchor doesn't exist anymore, right? It's Spotify for podcasters. Yeah.
Anchor so doesn't exist.
It was bought out by Spotify. And well, which it was when we did it too, owned by Spotify, but then they rebranded. So it's similar, but a little bit different. So, anyway, well, I shouldn't say that. It's the same with a little, the user interface is slightly different and it's called something different. So I had to make sure I could get on and our stuff was still there. In fact, I didn't think our bumpers were around. And I went into our website and I was like, oh, okay. And I looked and I'm like, okay, shared that. But then I went to look for the episode. I'm like, I actually built a whole episode and didn't even record it. I was like, no, I need a break. And then I just took the break. It's funny that you say, did you share those? Because the two things I'm sharing today were things that I was supposed to share about a year ago.
Oh, well, good.
Still relevant, which I love. Okay, I think we need to say hi to Brian Carpenter because
is he still walking at 5 a.m.?
He sure is. In fact, I saw his Fresh Air at 5 tweet as I was like getting this ready to come on with you, and I thought that was a little bit serendipitous that it was nice. Brian's tweet at the top of my thing, and because I'm not on Twitter a whole lot anymore because you kind of killed it for me, but anyway, I'm not going to go there. Okay, so let's jump into things. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Okay.
Do you want to do this?
I'll go first with this one. So again, apologize to anybody who's listening. If any of this is already like old news to you, but I'm going to share what I found when I was excited. This one was probably a year ago. And of course I texted Jen right away. Okay. So when you are on your phone in, I don't know if it's on Android too, but on Apple or iOS devices, if you press the compose button, kind of looks like the square with the pencil on it. I never realized that was a pencil. Huh. Okay. Yeah. So there's a little pencil on it. If you press
in my email app, right? You said that in my email app.
Yeah. Okay. So like the Apple Mail app, I'm not talking like in a Gmail app, it's the Apple Mail app. If you press and hold it, you get access to all of your drafts.
Yes.
So you don't have to scroll to find the draft folder. You can just press and hold and then they come up, and that's so much easier because I found it so annoying to have to go and open it. I mean, I know it's only two clicks, but we hate those things, right?
The nanoseconds count.
They count. They add up. Anyway, so press and hold the compose button and your drafts will appear.
Love it.
That was the first one.
It is a time saver. I do remember you sending me that one and being like, oh, I did not know that.
You didn't know that one. I was excited.
I did not. And I didn't share it. I do not. At least I don't remember sharing it. I apologize if I do. And really, if I did share it, it's probably a good reminder because a year people might remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one called, both of mine are AI related because I think tech now is AI. Like I think that's where we are. And even when I was recording a year ago, pretty much, I think I joked a few times. I'm like, I think I need to rename this podcast. But the one that I want to share is called Scribble Diffusion. So it's at scribblediffusion.com.
Can I Google this? Hold on.
If you want to, it's really easy. It goes in. The interface is really simple. And the idea behind it is to turn your sketch into a refined image using AI. So if you go in, for example, and you start doodling, and this is like the sketch noter in me, this, right? I'm going to start doodling. I'm doodling on my screen right now, something that might kind of look like a cat, I guess. I don't know. So I go and I scribble. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
See, when we used to, no, like you're there, but like, did you get to the website? Amy?
No, yeah. I'm drawing something.
Okay. So I did that. And then it's guessing what it is. It thinks it's a sunset behind mountains. It's hilarious. No, it is not. It's guessing what I drew. And if it doesn't get it, it didn't get it. You can actually type it in and it will create, you hit go and it creates an AI version, probably using something like DALL-E or like Microsoft Image Creator. It's an open source, probably Replicate, that's what it says here. And it will actually create an AI version of what you were scribbling. So if you own it, create it.
I was not expecting that. Okay, so here's what I drew, which made no sense to me. So I went to the page and there was already a drawing on it of what looked like an owl. So I cleared it and I drew a house. Why? I don't know. I just figured, okay, I'm going to draw something and it's going to guess. Kind of like, what was that other tool that Google had, the draw, where you drew
it? Auto draw.
So, which was also like AI for sure. Anyway, so I drew a house.
Talk about that all the time. It's like the first
AI. And it says goofy, a goofy owl still. So I clicked go my house moved down under results and to the right, I was just expecting, like AutoDraw, a cleaner version of my sketch.
Oh,
but no, it's like a full-on goofy owl house, but it's like in color and has depth and like a picture almost. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know a lot of, to be honest, application where I would use this.
Copy it now? I can yeah. Save it.
Yeah.
So like owl, what does it save as?
So if I'm thinking of how I might use this in a classroom, I might have that conversation. Like I might, if we're talking AI with students and how it starts, I'd start with something like AutoDraw and quick draw. Remember that's how it started? It was quick draw and you played the game and then when quick, the computer would guess. And then a month after that happened, all of a sudden we had AutoDraw. I talked to kids about AI before AI was on vogue and before, you know, ChatGPT came out. I said, you know, we programmed all of that by playing the game and now we get this. And I think this would be the next step to that discussion that I would have with students. We really want to talk about the power of like crowdsourcing in the AI, making the data sets. And like, I don't know all the AI lingo, but I think that's definitely, those are three tools that can show you the progression of AI and you build.
Yeah, I'm trying it again now. So okay, this is cool. This is actually really cool. I'm sharing this with my staff. Okay, so I wrote Forest. I actually wrote something this time. I didn't realize I was supposed to delete what they had. So I wrote Forest. I drew three trees like stick figures and I clicked go and it created a forest with my strange three trees in front. It looks like the forest, like the trees that I drew a little out of place, but it drew it. So this is just illustrations for a kid's published book, like on steroids. It's like the AutoDraw or what was it called again?
And AutoDraw. Quick draw was the one, the game that you,
That's also happened. I've lost my ability to remember anything.
Yeah, I think that's age.
I'm losing words all the time. Where's that app?
All the time.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
Yeah, I would like that one too, for sure. Okay, that's mine.
That's cool. Mine. I'm going to share that one with my staff. See, that's where I do my ahas now. When I find something cool, I share it in my weekly, and I still get the joy of spreading the wealth. And every now and then I get a teacher reply going, hey, that was pretty cool. I'm like, there.
Cool. I'm going to use that with my kids.
That's the shooks.
I love that.
Okay. The other one I found recently, I shared this. It was over the winter break and I'm sitting in Cancun in the cabana with my computer on my lap, not working. I was very good. I was doing personal family video editing. I'm sitting in the cabana and I don't know why I was doing this, but I right clicked. Now this is for Mac users, I should say. So I apologize to anybody who's not on a Mac, but this is for Mac users. When you are on your desktop, I'm just going to my desktop now, and you right click on your desktop, there's an option right at the bottom. I don't know if it has been there the whole time or if this came with an update, but it says import from phone and it gives you the option to take a photo or scan documents. That's the one that
I use this all the time. I love
did
this.
Did you know about it? Did you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe we haven't shared it. We have never shared this.
So it's not new. It has been there the whole time.
I've been using it for a couple of years, but I see why people wouldn't know about it. And although I didn't know you could do it from the desktop, I always do it in Finder.
Oh no. So yeah. So I just right clicking and import from phone and scan documents. And the reason I like scan documents is it makes a PDF. The photo makes a JPEG. I've never tried add sketch. I don't know what that is. But anyways, another you click one. Scan documents and then your phone turns into a scanner and you scan like, here's a document. I'm just going to scan it like this. And then it allows you to adjust just like Google Photo Lens or whatever that scanning app is called. But this is so much easier. And then you click keep scan and save. And then it ends up on your desktop. And it doesn't even save it in your camera roll if you do take photo. Like there's that picture right now on my desktop, PDF scanned. So much easier for documentation, even if we're coming back to the classroom. Like I was just thinking about personally, I had to scan a bunch of things recently because of course my kid got hurt again on vacation. Scanning all these documents and I'm figuring, okay, I'm gonna have to wait until I get home because I don't wanna use Like I could use my scanner at work or I could use the Google app, but this became super simple to get all the documents quick and easy right on my computer. So I loved that.
Yeah, I love it too. I definitely do use that. You know what I use it for? If I go to a massage therapist or if I go to ortho or something like that.
Yes, exactly. Insurance claims. Yeah,
all the time. Beep, beep, to there. Off the races. I love it. Love it. Okay, my next one is called Yoodly, Yoodli, and it is an AI speech coach. So Kim and I are recording this on Google Meet, and there are three members in our Google Meet right now, and one of them is Jen's Yoodli, and this is one of the many things that it
is. What is this? And she said, wait, you'll see.
You will. So there's a lot of different things you can do with this tool. I will say that you only get 5 use free. And the free one, then you can pay. But if you only need a couple, then fine. If it's something you think you'd use, then maybe you pay for it. But so it's freemium. And Yoodli is
a lifesaver. That's what Yoodli is, my friends. A lifesaver. You might notice that I sound a little bit different because, well, I had 24 hours to rebuild this episode. This is what happens when you take a year off. Okay, I'm going to make it short. I recorded last night with Kim. I then went to edit it. I edited it beautifully. You'll notice my mic was a little bit off. There was some glitchy. It wasn't a really good connection. And I had to do a lot of editing to make sure we weren't talking over each other. It was great. I spent an hour, maybe 2 hours actually, editing an episode that was like 30 minutes long. But I wanted my first episode back to be good. This short story is getting long. Long and short of it, I posted it. I was all excited. I did my little thing on social media and I put it out to the universe and I was jazzed to be back. And I woke up this morning and I was checking my social media and I got a message from our listener, Cam Ross. Hi, Cam. Thanks for listening. Who said that he tried to listen to the episode on a beautiful lake, by the way. He was out fishing. I'm very jealous because everything out here is frozen. But he tried to listen and he said after the intro, everything was silent. And I was like, what? And I said, I will get it back. So I went in just thinking that it was a glitch with Spotify for Educators. And turns out something happened in Camtasia. That's where I do my recording. And all my files went missing. So when I exported it, they were gone. Like totally gone. And that's what I uploaded. Funny enough, I was sitting when I finished my 2 hours of editing. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to erase it. I'm sure it'll be fine. And there was something, the spidey senses, my friends, they kicked in. And something said, maybe you should check it before you erase it. But I didn't. I didn't check it. Rookie move. And I lost the whole episode. And I should have seen it coming. I should have seen it coming. I am a former English teacher. The foreshadowing was there. In listening to the episode tonight as I re-recorded, we had so many clues that the recording wasn't going to work. Here's a couple of them.
You ready?
Is it still recording? Are you sure?
Yeah, well, it seems to be over here. Let's go. Yeah, I'm recording here.
And another.
We pressed record instantly because we haven't done this in a long time and we don't actually know what's going to happen. So we figured just record.
And even a third.
Can't even podcast and I'm still apparently doing it.
My friends, I don't even think Shakespeare could have written a script with this rich a foreshadow. It's insane. Anyway, Yoodli saved the day. It totally saved the day. It is an AI voice coach. And in my case, a lifesaver. Because here's what happened. Yoodli has this really cool feature that you can put the link into your Google Meet or other online virtual meeting tool, and it comes in as a participant, like Kim was saying earlier. What it does is records you speaking and the other people speaking, and then uses AI to break down what you talked about. It gives us, the beautiful thing is I was able to actually test it. I went back to try to find this audio, found it, was able to, with a lot of app smashing, extract it. But it also gave me a summary of what we talked about, a transcript of the entire conversation, suggestions about how each of us could have been more concise with some of our delivery. It counted the number of verbal tics we had. It was extremely, extremely rich. I loved that. Now, if you look at the rest of the tool, there's other things it does too. I think I've already said that you only get 5 for free, but I think it could really be worth it for you because you can record and it actually keeps a dashboard to show your improvements. And more than anything, the thing I love most are the games that are embedded within the tool. So there's a game called No Filler. And in this game, you are expected to just speak about anything you want, but you can say which verbal tics you're trying to avoid. It has and ah built in, but if you have other words that you say a lot, let's say you use the word like, or you say the word brah, because you are any one of my 3 children who that's what they insist on calling everyone all the time, including me. Although when they call each other that, they call me out and say, well, he really is my brother, so I can use it. Anyway, I digress. The point is, with this no filler game, you earn points the longer you can speak without using a verbal tick, and then you lose 2 times the points as soon as you use one. That's why I just said, oh, I totally caught myself. You can go from, I think it's 30 seconds to 3 minutes on that game. Pretty cool. There's another game called Spin the Yarn, where they give you topics that you have to randomly on the screen that you have to work into what you're saying. So it's more like ad-libbed and sort of a step up from that no filler. There's also Metaphor Mania, which I think looks so hard. I haven't tried that one, where you have 2 different items and you have to build a metaphor on the spot about them. That's like next level crazy fun. And then there's Storyteller, where the AI starts writing a story. You have some time to read it. And then you go back a set number of times between, I think it's 2 and 10 times. And you can speak up to 3 minutes to 10 minutes where you read a bit of the story. And then you tell the next, let's say, minute of the story. And then it listens, the AI listens. And then it creates the next part. You read that and then you have your turn and you go back and forth. I think that's really cool from an English language perspective as a teacher and instructor, like I'm thinking writer's craft. I think that's really, really awesome. So it is, like I said, it's a freemium, but it is a really cool thing to check out, especially if you're going to be doing a big speech of any sort and you want to get some feedback. We're really reticent sometimes to say it, you know, in front of other people or record ourselves, watch ourselves in the mirror and that. I think AI could be a really good boost to help us become better orators. And this is the part where I wish I was a very good impressionist because I would try to be little Shooks and tell you her next share because it's a good one and I will share it, but this is hers, full credit to her. She'd learned it. And then funny enough, when she was going home that day to tell her husband about it, he was literally doing it already on his phone. He's like, I knew this before you. So then we had a little joke that maybe Mark had his own tech podcast we didn't know about. But anyway, that's lost in the abyss of the audio land that is my computer somewhere. Anyway, her point is if you're on an iOS and you have a lot of apps open, like I did the other night, I'm not even joking, about 50 apps open. You know, you swipe up and then you can see them all. And then I usually do that like crazy finger scroll thing, like one at a time, like ding, 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 off. You can instead put up to 4 fingers on your screen and just start swiping up and it will close for every finger you have on the screen that many open applications. Time saver. Mark, Kim's husband, did it with his thumbs on either side of the screen, like ding, 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 either side. So if you're looking for, you know, the nanosecond saving, that could do it for you, my friends. So that marks the end of the episode. I'm glad we got Kim in for a bulk of it. Holy moly. Talk about stress. But I built resilience and I learned some new things. I will tell you one other thing other than Yoodly saving my life. There was a lot of pauses as well in our recording because, like I said, I was laggy a little bit. I think it had something to do with my AirPods. My AirPods and Google Meet don't always sync really nicely. And I was like, I need to get all these like pregnant pauses out of I said out like a Canadian there, American friends. I know I heard it. I need to get all these pregnant pauses out of this recording. What can I do? And there was nothing built into my program, but turns out that Audacity, if you don't know Audacity, it's a free online recording tool. Audacity has it built right in. So I uploaded the audio that I'd recovered from Yoodly, put it into Audacity, and was able to go to their tools and go down to effects. And one of them is called special. And it said truncate silence. And it actually eliminated 3 full minutes of those silent little like pregnant pause air pockets in what we had recorded. So I thought that was really awesome. If you're ever looking for something, if you have a bunch of audio and you have all of those, Audacity, totally free. You can download it for Windows or Mac and it will take all those out for you. So that was good learning too. So out of all of these, all of the lemons, I made some lemonade. Anyway, my friends, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for listening. I'm glad I'm back. It was nice to hear from Shooks. And you know what we say here, if you learned something in this episode and you had an aha, you give it a go. Until next time. That's it for this episode of Shooks and Gif. The show notes for this episode and all episodes can be found at bit.ly/Shooks and Gif. That's SHUKESANDGIFF. And I'd love to hear about your ahas. Please reach out, DM me on social media. I can be found at virtualgif. That's with two Fs. So until next time, if you have an aha, give it a go.
Remember how to do this? Barely. Should have seen me trying to prep it. No.
Okay.
We can do it. We can do hard things. We can do hard things.
We can do hard things. I say that now all the time. When you clap, I hear nothing. I hear this.
Really?
I hear nothing. Nothing. Do it again.
But can you hear my voice?
Yes. Clap again. Nothing. Is Google think it's background? Sarah, wait. Can you hear my clap?
No. I think it's background noise.
Nothing.
Well, there's something. Hey, folks. Did you know that it won't let you clap in Google Meet? So don't be happy about anything.
We haven't even started yet, and we found something.
Okay. Ready? I'll start from the very beginning. Remember how to do this? Barely. Should have seen me trying to prep it. No.
Okay.
We can do it. We can do hard things. We can do hard things.
We can do hard things. I say that now all the time.
Okay. Hey, Shooks.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Gif.
Can we say that? You say Kim.
Okay, I'll start over. Let's see. We're really rusty. I got to edit the crap out of this. Okay, starting again with my imaginary clap.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Hey, Kim. I know. That's so funny. I think I'll go in the recording. Who knows? Whatever. We'll figure it out. Okay. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Jen.
Kinder is the best singer.
It's not working. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me again?
No, I heard singer.
Okay.
It cut out.
Start again.